AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. Officials in Davenport, Iowa say three people are unaccounted for after the partial collapse of a building there. Originally, it was thought five people were missing. Mayor Mike Mattson in Davenport says they understand the significance of this tragedy.
And the significance and the terrible sadness that the families are going through for their unaccounted relatives. Understanding that there's a possibility, as you heard the chief say, strong possibility, that this is a resting place.
The city of Davenport has since released documents, including structural engineering reports, that show the building's owner was warned that parts of the building were unstable. The Senate is now taking up work on a bill to cut spending and raise the nation's debt ceiling. There are new U.S. sanctions against Sudan.
The White House says it will levy sanctions against people who it says are, quote, perpetrating the violence in Sudan. The U.S. is imposing visa restrictions on officials from the warring Sudanese armed forces and the rapid support forces, along with leaders from the former Omar al-Bashir regime. On May 4th, President Biden issued an executive order that expanded U.S. authority to respond to the violence and help in the conflict. The U.S. is urging Sudan's warring sides to return to ceasefire talks and make a concerted effort to abide by a lasting truce after peace efforts collapsed yet again. Mike Hemp in Washington.
Ukraine says three people, including a 9-year-old girl and her mother, were killed in a pre-dawn Russian missile attack in Kyiv. Police say two Mississippi officers were shot and one died during a standoff that started as a hostage situation at a home. Police say two young boys were playing with kittens in their backyard when shots rang out at a home in eastern Pennsylvania, killing both children and a young man who was the apparent target. An adult and a teen have been charged. Police are looking for a third suspect. This is AP News. A new study says the Earth's environment is in a danger zone.
It's not just an overheating climate. It's phosphorus and nitrogen contamination, ground and surface water supplies, the natural and built environment, and preventing harm to groups who come out on the wrong end of environmental problems. The Earth has been pushed past 7 out of 8 scientifically established safety limits. That's according to a study published in the journal Nature by the Earth Commission, an international group of scientists based in Sweden. Only air pollution, which sickens many in some cities and regions, was not quite at the global alarm level. Co-chair Joita Gupta, a professor of environment at the University of Amsterdam, says if planet Earth just got an annual checkup, our doctor would say that the Earth is really quite sick right now. I'm Jennifer King.
The NFL has expanded the Smart Heart Sports Coalition to 26 member organizations. It's a response to the care given to Buffalo Bills safety DeMar Hamlin after he collapsed on the field last year and went into cardiac arrest. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.